Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back. It's your favorite vulgar movie reviewer, Dave. I'm here with another solo. Yes, I've been on a roll. It's been a crazy movie weekend. I've been checking out old ones and newer ones. And I just finished watching Hush. It's on Netflix now. It was recommended to me. I was told that it's a decent horror thriller flick. And I'm always down for like a good horror flick. So I was like, all right, let me check it out. I knew it was going to be like a lower budget movie because it was like a Netflix like original, I guess. Actually, not a Netflix original. It was distributed by Netflix. Blumhouse Pictures funded the movie. It was directed by Mike Flanagan. Some of the ratings are IMDb gave it a 6.8. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 100%. Metacritic gave it a 67%. Did you just hear that? Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 100%. That's fucking awesome. When have you ever seen Rotten Tomatoes give a movie a perfect score? So that right there tells you something about the movie. The Rotten Tomato users, the user reviewers, are usually a little harder edge and like more hardcore. They tend to like gory flicks and harder edge movies. So if they give it 100, I mean, you know what you're getting into in a way. IMDb 6.8. I felt it was definitely better than a 6.8 and definitely better than 67%, which I'll get into a little bit later. It stars John Gallagher Jr. He plays the man. Kate Siegel plays Maddie, and they're pretty much the stars of the movie. The music was done by the Newton Brothers, and usually I don't really get into like who did the score or the music unless it's it was like phenomenal or a bigger name, you know, a musician or a person who does scores in a business like Hans Zimmer. But the music stood out to me, but I'm going to get into that a little bit later. So the premise of the movie is this. A deaf woman is stalked by a psychotic killer in her secluded home. Sounds pretty simple, but I can assure you that it was a lot of fun and it was very well done and it was smart. So without spoilers, some of the things I liked about the movie, I'm going to go down the list. The main the killer, the one of the main stars of the movie, John Gallagher Jr., he plays the man. He reminds me of like a younger Kiefer Sutherland. I think he did a great job playing a killer, and kudos and props to him. And like I said, again, he kind of looked like Kiefer Sutherland, and he had that Kiefer Sutherland kind of like swagged him. That's like exactly who he reminded me of. So he did a good job. I like the score. The music to the film was pretty good. And, music and a score, they're so important to like a movie. Like it's so underrated. But when you have an awesome soundtrack to go along with like the action or to fit the movie perfectly, it just like elevates the movie, you know, to a better level. Like it's so freaking important. And unfortunately, when you have a lower budget film, the score usually suffers. They have like shitty ass Nintendo music for like a killer film. And it's terrible. It completely like ruins a movie when you have like some crappy keyboard score that somebody did in their basement because they have like no budget. But the score and the music to this movie was actually really good, and it went well with the film. So major props to the Newton Brothers. Never heard of those guys. They sound like, what are the dudes with the helmets? That they always wear almost like futuristic bike helmets. They did the score for Tron Legacy. They're really, really popular. Damn it. Alzheimer's kicking in. I got it. Daft Punk. So the Newton Brothers, I don't know, like just the name alone, I just picture like these dudes in like futuristic bike helmets. The Newton Brothers. But props to the Newton brothers. They did a great job. And that's one thing that really stands out to me is the score and the music. So I really liked it in this movie again. And if you check it out, you'll see what I'm talking about. It was quality and it went well with the movie. What else did I like about it? I love the concept of the movie. A deaf and mute girl trying to survive in an isolated area from some maniac killer. Just think about that for a second. This chick is deaf and mute. That is like a serious disadvantage when you got some freaking psycho trying to kill you. And it added, it gave a lot of like suspense in the film. Like, you know, like it was just like that much more, harrowing for her to like survive because she couldn't freaking hear a damn thing or like yell. So, yeah, that was a really interesting concept and I liked it. And I can't say that I've seen it before, which is freaking awesome. Something else I love is, this is like a minor spoiler. In the movie, the main character, Maddie, she's a writer. And that kind of clicks with me because I'm a writer, you know, like you guys probably heard in a podcast, I dabble in scripts, you know, trying to get something made. And, it's not a new thing with me. I've been writing since I was like a teenager, but I never really took it serious. But, anyway, the fact that she's a writer in the film, it kind of resonated with me because there was a cool aspect of the film. Basically, her being a writer, her brain was like creative. So her being a writer assisted her in coming up with scenarios to survive. And I thought that was freaking awesome. And I'm not going to really get into that because it'll kind of be like spoiling the film. And I might get into spoilers like for this review, but I'm going to give you guys fair warning before I get into that. I'm thinking what else I liked. I loved how it didn't pull any punches. It was like a no nonsense, in your face, gory horror thriller. And I fucking love that. Like I gravitate towards R-rated movies. I gravitate towards movies that pull no punches. And, I love that this movie was like hardcore like that. And, in closing, as far as like the non-spoiler section, it was just a well done film. Like it's refreshing and awesome when you see a low budget movie done so well, because like, especially me being like a writer and, an amateur filmmaker with a group of guys that I work with. You know, we don't have a budget. You know what I mean? Like we resort to like, chewed bubble gum for adhesive. And, you know, like parts from like Home Depot and Walmart and Lowe's, you know, like to do our movies, you know, so it's refreshing to see, you know, people with a relatively low budget. I say low budget, but this movie was probably like $1 million. Like that's definitely not low budget to your average Joe, but in the industry, that is like very low budget. And I don't know what the budget was for the film, but I imagine it was lower, like on that level. So to see like a lower budget film done so well, it's awesome because how many times have you been to the movies and seen some super ridiculous high budget film just fucking suck and just bomb? And they have like all the money in the world, all the resources in the world, all the best actors in the world, and the movie still sucks ass, like even with like a huge budget. And for some reason you have movies that are like really expensive and the effects suck. I scratch my head like, how does this happen? How do you have $150 million budget and the characters or whatever is on screen looks like polio string cheese, like all rubbery, like how and cartoony? Like how does that even happen? Scratch my head. Anyway, continuing. So the film, for being a lower budget movie, it was freaking great. I'm just going to grade this and get that out of the way right now. I'm going to give Hush, for a gory thriller horror movie, and it's lower budget, mind you, I'm going to give Hush an A. Yup, that's a damn good score, isn't it? And it deserves it. I give Hush an A. So if you guys are in the mood for a good horror movie, a good thriller with a cool concept and just done well, check out Hush. I absolutely recommend it. And for a lower budget movie, I would buy it. I would probably drop like, I'd drop like $7 on it for on Blu-ray. That's how much I liked it. So at this point, guys, I'm going to get into the spoiler section. Thank you for listening. Thanks for the plays and the subscriptions. If you're not going to stay on for the rest of this review, we really appreciate it. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, please subscribe on iTunes if you like the episode. So, oh, and hit us up on Facebook. We have a Twitter. So, okay, we're in the spoiler section now. You had fair warning. I'm going to just ruin the movie for you. All right, here we go. So my gripes, I'm going to get into some gripes. All right. So this dude, this serial killer that like just fucking popped out of nowhere and is like, just killing people. In the movie, I saw like ample opportunity for him to kill this chick, to kill Maddie. Like, he was toying with her a little too much. And you would argue and say, oh, but like, you know, serial killers do that. Like, you know, that happens in the movies and, you know, he probably was just like, you know, enjoying himself and he's like psychotic, but I'm sorry. Like at one point, she was like jacking his ass up. Like he got shot with a fucking bow and arrow on his shoulder. You know, he's bleeding out. At one point, you know, she saved her cat. She shoots him with a bow and arrow in the shoulder, an arrow. He runs after her. She makes it into the house, but drops an arrow. So she dives and puts her hand out to grab it. And he smashes her hand with a glass sliding door and dude like stomps her hand out. Now, mind you, that was a pretty cool scene, by the way. It was like pretty graphic, but he stomps her hand out and she's like, she's there for the killing. And dude just took an arrow to his shoulder, like freaking bleeding out. Come on. You're not going to finish the job. You're not going to open the freaking door and just like take this chick out. You know what I mean? It just didn't make any sense to me. And there were other moments like, when he finally got into the house, when he was, tussling with her, he could have took her out. Because if you want to be realistic, come on, a grown man punching a chick in her face, like they're going to go out. It's going to be lights out. Or you're gonna break their jaw or just like jack her up. Like there's no way you're coming back from that. So he had her at many points and he like resorted to just like slapping her. Like come on, that's not realistic to me. Like especially if you're getting injured. If he was fresh and she posed like no threat whatsoever, I could kind of buy it. But the fact that he was getting hurt and bleeding, I think realistically, you know, a killer would have tried to take that victim out as fast as possible. What else was a little far-fetched and weird to me? Okay, how about when the boyfriend of her friend that got killed, when he shows up, this dude is like the definition of a stupid ass. Like, okay, you roll up on a house and you suspect something's like off and the lights are off, it just looks shady. Something's not right. And this dude rolls up on you with a flashlight. Talking about, sir, get on your knees, blah, blah, blah. You're really going to think this dude is a cop? Like, he got a hoodie on with a giant crappy tattoo on his neck. And it's not going to, like, you're not going to be on guard. You're not going to think that possibly this guy's bad news or possibly has something to do with, like, whatever's going on. Like, that's unrealistic to me. Unless you're a complete dumbass and have, like, no brain. You know what I mean? Like, unless if you were raised in some like Barney episode sheltered life, like Kumbaya, love the world, love everyone, you know, your guard's gonna be up. You're gonna look at this guy in the dark and be like, who the F is this dude? Like, and be ready to like attack and survive if need be. But no, this guy actually stands there and believes that this guy's a cop. That was like ridiculous to me, and I'm sorry, like far-fetched, unless you are a complete stupid ass. But there are stupid ass people in the world that would actually believe that the guy was a cop. So, you know, but I don't know. To me, it seemed a little far-fetched. But anyway, that was another gripe of the film. What else kind of bugged me about it? I don't have too many gripes. There was one part where she goes into the bathroom and she's like waiting for him, and he like comes down from behind her, like she's like in front of the tub, and this dude like lowers down like he's like an alien, like the aliens that Sigourney Weaver fought. Like he just comes down from behind and he's like behind her somehow, and he's about to like stab her in the neck, and then she does like, this is kind of cool though, like she felt his breath on her neck, and it, like, you know, she felt the hairs like on her neck like be affected by like his breath, or like it tickled her, whatever you want to call it. And she turns around, Matrix status, and the knife just misses her spine, just misses her neck, and she stabs this dude in his knee. Like that was kind of cool, but the fact that he just like appeared behind her, I didn't really get that. Maybe I missed something. Maybe it was like a window, like I don't know. But speaking of windows, all right, here goes another gripe I have. So this dude, I mean, come on, man. If you really want to get into a house and kill somebody, like he had ample opportunity to bust any one of those damn windows. And you can't tell me like, oh, you know, he didn't have anything to break the window. Come on, dude. Come on. You can use your elbow. You can grab a big ass rock from the ground. You can use the back of your knife. I mean, come on, he can use the end of his bow and arrow. It's like his crossbow. Come on, man. Like, to me, that was like dragged out and unrealistic. And I understand that it's a film and they have to have like suspense and it's a thriller and it's for the sake of movie making. But to me, it was completely unrealistic. I mean, he had so many opportunities. Come on, a grown ass dude, you're able to break through a damn window and like go after this chick and take her out. But that was like totally dragged out. You know, they made it seem like in his movie, like she was like living in Fort Knox and the guy couldn't get in. But I accepted it because again, that's filmmaking. You know, you can't make things too realistic because, it might be boring, or the movie will last 5 minutes. So they got to drag it out. So I get it. But that was definitely just like a gripe in my head. But I don't have like too many more, you know, issues with the film. I actually, I really, really liked it. And again, for you guys who stuck with the episode, like I would definitely recommend it for a horror film, and I give it an A. So, anyway, guys, that's my review for Hush, and I hope you enjoyed the review. Go check it out. Hope I steered you in the right direction. And trust in Dave. It's a good horror flick. So until next time, guys, take care. Thanks for listening. Again, thanks for the support, the plays, the download subscriptions. We really appreciate it. And catch you next time. Later.